I've never been pregnant.
Yo nunca he estado embarazada. Never. I know that might surprise you. Okay? Yes, yes. Viene de sorpresa para ustedes. But I've heard stories. He escuchado historias del embarazo. Some of them from you, algunos de ustedes. And I don't know. Those stories, esas historias, a veces, sometimes, they don't fill me with joy. No me llenan con gozo as much as they fill me with terror. Que me llenan con terror. Okay? Especialmente cuando el momento viene de dar a luz. Especially when that moment comes for delivery. I mean, how many of you guys have experienced that? ¿Han experimentado eso? Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't know about why they're so joyful. Yo no sé por qué tienen tanto gozo. Because the stories that you hear about pregnancy, las historias que ustedes escuchan, son un poquito espantosas. They're a little bit scary. I mean, all sorts of things happen to your body. Muchas diferentes cosas pasan a su cuerpo, a su espíritu, your spirit. I mean, you just, it's like, you know, Hulk. Smash, you know, se convierte en el Hulk o algo, you know, and so, but for some reason, these two women are very joyful. Estas dos mujeres están muy gozosas, and I think in our lives, en nuestras vidas, hay momentos así. There are moments like that where there are such happy moments, momentos tan gozosos, pero a la misma vez, at the same time, there's these moments that are completely scary. Y también momentos espantosos. Con preguntas, with questions, con dudas, with doubt, and even with pain, y aún con dolor, que pasan a la misma vez, that happen at the same time. Y como cristianos, and as Christians, necesitamos tomar un paso atrás a veces. We sometimes have to take a step back and say, wait a minute, vamos a preguntarnos, ¿qué es lo que hace este tiempo tan gozoso? What is it that makes this time so joyous? When you, have you ever wondered that? ¿Ustedes han preguntado eso? When you guys say Merry Christmas, cuando ustedes dicen Feliz Navidad, what makes Christmas merry? ¿Qué es lo que hace la Navidad feliz? Right? What is it that, when you say Happy Holidays, what is it that makes it happy? What is it that makes it merry? ¿Qué es lo que hace ese tiempo gozoso? And we have to ask this about our faith, con nuestra fe. Cuando decimos las buenas nuevas, when we talk about the good news, what is it that makes the news good? ¿Qué es lo que hacen las nuevas buenas? I don't know about you, no sé usted, but sometimes maybe you're around some people who are preaching good news, que están predicando buenas nuevas, no, they don't look very good. No se ven ellos mismos tan buenos, o gozosos, or joyful, right? But the message we preach is good news. El mensaje que nosotros predicamos es bueno, it's good. And that's a good thing. Eso es una cosa buena. And so we have to ask, ¿qué es lo que hacen las buenas nuevas buenas? What is it that makes good news good? What is it that makes Christmas merry? ¿Qué es lo que hace la Navidad feliz? What is it that makes the holidays happy? ¿Qué es de ese tiempo que hace esto? La Biblia nos dice que estas dos mujeres, the Bible tells these two women, are so excited that Mary, María, when she finds out that she's pregnant, cuando se da cuenta que está embarazada, she runs, corre y va a Elizabeth. She goes to the home of Elizabeth. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't know if when you're pregnant you feel like running. No sé si se siente como correr cuando usted está embarazada, or if you feel like doing anything fast, or si se siente. But this is what Mary does. Es lo que hace María. Va a la casa. And not only that, no más eso. This is one of the weirdest, funniest images. Una de las imágenes tan chistosas en la Biblia. The Bible says, la Biblia dice que Elizabeth escucha el saludo de María, Elizabeth hears the greeting of Mary, and the baby inside her womb jumps. Y brinca el bebé dentro de su vientre. I mean, isn't that, have you got a, I don't know. Again, I've never been pregnant. Maybe babies jump inside of you all the time. But I just think this is so interesting. What is it about this good news? ¿Qué es de estas buenas nuevas? ¿Qué hacen las personas correr? That makes people run. That makes people shout. ¿Qué hacen las personas gritar? ¿Qué hacen las personas cantar? This is what Mary does. This is what hace María. Canta. What is it that makes it babies leap? ¿Qué hacen lo que estas buenas nuevas? ¿Por qué hace estas buenas nuevas? Los bebitos brincar dentro de los vientres. What is it that makes this good news so good? And I think it's this. Yo pienso que es esto. That perhaps the good news is good news to these two pregnant women. Quizás las buenas nuevas es buenas nuevas a estas dos mujeres embarazadas. Because it announced, porque anunciaba, a reversal of the way things are. Una inversión, un retorno de la vida. A reversal of the way things are.
un retorno, una inversión, una restauración, a restoration of the way that things are. This pregnancy told them that from now on, things will be different.
Este embarazo les dijo que de este momento en adelante, todo será diferente. Everything will be different.
This pregnancy told them that a great reversal is coming, que una inversión grande, un gran cambio viene a sus vidas, is coming to their life.
That no matter how upside down the world looked, aunque el mundo estaba volteado, un día será restaurado.
One day it will be restored. This is what the good news was to these two women. Esto no es la buena nueva para esas dos mujeres.
But what kind of reversal was it?
¿Qué tipo de inversión era? ¿Qué tipo de retorno, de restauración? What type of restoration was this exactly?
And I think in this scripture, yo pienso que en este pasaje vemos por lo menos tres diferentes retornos.
We see at least three reversals.
The joy of Christmas
said that one day everything will be reversed. Everything bad will be reversed.
La gozo de Navidad decía que un día todo lo malo será restaurado, será invertido. Entonces, la vida va a ser volteada, will be turned upside down.
It announced that our physical limitations will one day have an end.
Anunciaba que nuestras limitaciones físicas un día tendrán un fin.
Is that good news or not?
¿Es buenas nuevas eso o no?
I mean, our physical limitations, nuestras limitaciones físicas. We all have physical limitations.
Todos nosotros tenemos limitaciones físicas.
Some of us have learned to live with them. Algunos de nosotros hemos aprendido a vivir con ellas.
Algunos de nosotros todavía estamos batallando.
We are still struggling con esas limitaciones físicas, with those physical limitations.
Maybe you're here, quizás usted está aquí, y necesita escuchar esto, and you need to hear this.
The good news of Christ's birth, las buenas nuevas del nacimiento de Dios, de Cristo, nos dice que esas limitaciones físicas tendrán un fin, that those physical limitations will have an end.
How do we know this? ¿Cómo sabemos eso? Look at Elizabeth. Miren a Elizabeth. Ella era estéril.
She was barren.
For her whole life, toda su vida, la escritura nos dice que era una anciana, that she was an elderly lady.
This was a physical limitation on her body. Esta era una limitación física en su cuerpo.
Y vienen las nuevas, buenas nuevas, and the good news comes to her and says, hey, you're going to have a baby.
Yeah, I know you're 85 years old. Tienes 85 años, but you're going to have a baby. Vas a tener...
I mean, isn't that weird? ¿No es raro eso?
I mean, talk about an end to physical limitation. This is un fin a limitaciones físicas.
Now, not just that, no nomás eso. Mary's song, la canción que canta María, que se llama el Magnificat,
it's called the Magnificat, she says that all who are hungry, todos los que están hambrientos serán llenos,
will be full.
That's physical, okay? That's not talking about spiritual, okay?
No está hablando de eso espiritualmente, vamos a ser nada, no.
No, everyone who is hungry, todos los que tienen hambre serán llenos, the hungry will be full.
That the limitations that we have on our bodies, limitaciones que tenemos en nuestro cuerpo, van a tener un fin.
Will have an end.
I mean, isn't that good news?
No es buenas nuevas.
Amen. Wait, one person thinks it's good news over there in the back, somewhere.
Perhaps you need to hear this morning. Quizás usted necesita escuchar esto en esta mañana. That your physical limitation, su limitación física, un día tendrá un fin. Will have an end.
And this is good news.
Y estas son buenas nuevas.
That your physical limitation, su limitación física, no necesita tener la última palabra.
It does not have to have the final word, because in the end, it will not have the final word.
And al final, su limitación física no tendrá la última palabra.
Vemos esto en la vida de Elizabeth.
We see this in the life of Elizabeth.
This physical limitation of not having children, que no pudo tener hijos, and now she has children, y ahora tiene hijo, va a tener un hijo.
Juan el Bautista, John the Baptist.
Una limitación física, a physical limitation that has come to an end,
que tiene un fin.
Promises that God has done something about your physical limitations and will do something about your physical limitations.
Dios va a hacer algo de sus limitaciones físicas y está haciendo algo.
De sus limitaciones físicas.
Now the second one, la segunda cosa, es no nomás es un, it's not just a reversal of physical limitation, no nomás es una inversión de sus limitaciones físicas, it's also a reversal of your spiritual limitations. También es una inversión de su limitación espiritual. What do you mean by this, man? ¿Qué quiere decir eso? Look at Elizabeth. Miren a Elizabeth. Ella estaba estéril. She was barren. She could not have kids for her whole life. Toda su vida no pudo tener hijos. Y no nomás era una, no nomás era una limitación física. It wasn't just a physical limitation. This was a spiritual limitation. Esta era una limitación espiritual. Ser estéril, to be barren, era una vergüenza. It was a shame. Era una lástima. You were to be pitied. Why? ¿Por qué? Porque decía que tú no tienes futuro. No vas a tener hijos. You're not going to have kids. No one's going to take care of you when you're old. Nadie te va a cuidar cuando estés anciano. In fact, de hecho, las personas pensaban, people thought, that if you were barren, si usted era estéril, era porque usted hizo algo contra Dios. It was because you did something against God. Entonces, era su culpa. So then, it was your fault for being barren. Era su culpa por estar estéril. Esa persona, that person was somehow cursed by God. Tenía una maldición sobre su vida. And people would look at that person. Las personas miraban a esa persona estéril. They would see that barren person and say, this person, she's immoral. She's unspiritual. No es espiritual. Ella hizo algo contra Dios. She did something against God. Entonces, esto era una vergüenza. This was a shame. Maybe you're here this morning. Quizás usted está aquí en esta mañana. Usted está lleno de vergüenza. Maybe you're full of shame. Because of something either that you've done, quizás sobre algo que usted ha hecho, or maybe that's something that was done to you. O quizás algo que fue hecho a usted. Maybe you're here this morning. Quizás usted está aquí. Y todo lo que puede ver en su vida es vergüenza. And all you can see in your life is shame. Maybe you feel like Elizabeth felt. Quizás usted se siente como se sintió Elizabeth, like God had forgotten her, como si Dios se hubiera olvidado de ella. Maybe you feel, quizás otras personas, or maybe other people have made you feel like that. Otras personas han hecho que usted se siente así. Que Dios me ha olvidado, that God has forgotten me. The good news, las buenas noticias que están anunciando aquí, that is being announced here, is that spiritual limitation has come and will come to an end. Que esa limitación espiritual ha venido y tendrá un fin. It will come to an end. Tendrá un fin. Que Cristo Jesús, por medio de su nacimiento, that Jesus Christ, through his birth, says that you don't have to live with that. Dice que usted no tiene que vivir con esa vergüenza. You don't have to live with that shame. You don't have to live with that guilt. No tiene que vivir con esa culpabilidad. It says that there is an end to that. Hay un fin a eso. Is that good news or not? Es bueno news o no? Wow, I mean, okay, maybe it's one person is back there. I think it's the same person. Es la misma persona. This is what brought such joy. That it wasn't just good news about one day we're going to go to heaven. No, bueno, es un día vamos a ir al cielo. This was good news about your body right now and in the future. Es buenas nuevas de su cuerpo aquí y ahora y en el futuro. And it's also good news about your spiritual life. Es buenas nuevas a su vida espiritual aquí, ahora y en el futuro. So your bodies, our spirits, nuestros cuerpos, nuestros espíritus. But there will be a reversal. Eso va a haber una inversión de todo eso. Un retorno, una restauración. And not just that. Y no nomás eso. It's not just a physical reversal. No nomás es un retorno físico, espiritual. It's not just physical, it's not just spiritual, but it's also social. También es social. It's social. Another person thinks good news over there. All right, okay. So, social. Es social. The good news of Christmas joy affects us socially also. Nos afecta socialmente también. Nuestras relaciones, our relationships. It affects our relationships. Okay, this is good news. This is buenas nuevas, especially for those, especialmente para aquellos que se sienten abandonados por sus familias o sus amigos, who feel abandoned by their friends or their family. This was the case for Elizabeth. We saw this. Este es el caso para Elizabeth. Ya vimos esto, ¿verdad? Toda su comunidad religiosa, her religious community, they would have said, she's been cursed by God. Ella tiene una maldición de Dios sobre ella. And not just Elizabeth, but also Mary, también María. I mean, Being 15 and pregnant was not popular back then. Like, okay, estar, tiene 15 años y embarazada y sin estar casada and without being married, that was not popular, okay? Eso no era una cosa buena. In fact, the Bible even tells us, la Biblia aún nos dice that her husband, her fiance, la persona, su prometido, la iba a divorciar, was going to divorce her quietly. I mean, can you imagine that? ¿Se puede imaginar eso? That the person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, la persona que va a pasar todo su tiempo, su, toda su vida, se va. Will go away. You have no family, no tienes familia, no tiene amigos, you have no friends, and you don't even have a close, someone close to you. Ni tiene una esposa o un esposo. You don't have a spouse, a significant other with you. Maybe you're here this morning. Quizás usted está aquí en esta mañana. Usted se siente abandonados por sus amigos, su familia. Maybe you feel abandoned by your family and your friends. The good news in this morning, las buenas nuevas, en esta mañana, dice que esas limitaciones en nuestras relaciones, en nuestra vida social, that those limitations on our relationships, on our social life, will also come to an end. That life does not have to be that way. Así no va a permanecer, no va a ser la vida así para siempre. That those social limitations, esas limitaciones sociales van a tener un fin, will have an end. Now these two women, esas dos mujeres, they had no power, no tenían ni una gota de poder en su sociedad, in their society. None. But the good news announced a reversal of all of that. Some of you guys are here this morning, quizás están aquí en esta mañana, y necesitan escuchar eso, and you need to hear that. Whether it's your relationships, quizás es sus relaciones, que necesitan ser restauradas and need to be restored, or whether it's your spiritual life, o su vida espiritual que necesita ser restaurada, or maybe it's your body, o su cuerpo físico que necesita ser restaurada, needs to be restored. The good news that was announced on that day, la buena nueva es que fue anunciada en ese día, es que todo eso será restaurado un día. One day, all those things will be restored. And Mary and Elizabeth, María y Elizabeth, they were the first ones to hear. Ellas eran las primeras escuchar eso. Dos mujeres embarazadas, two pregnant women. And I was wondering, why didn't it happen to the two? Why didn't it happen to guys? ¿Por qué no le pasó a los hombres? Where are the guys? ¿Dónde están los hombres? Nobody? Wait, where are the men here? Okay, they're here somewhere. Aquí están. And actually, it's funny. It's chistoso because it did come to a man. See, we know another. If you read the first book of, or the first chapter of Luke, see, lee más antes de esto, it came to Zechariah, vino a Zacarías, and he didn't believe it, y no lo creyó, y se quedó mudo, and he was mute. Interesting. Okay, that's another sermon for another day. The good news is that all these things will be restored in Jesus Christ. La buena nueva es que todo eso será restaurado en Jesucristo. Now, we have to hear this. Necesitamos escuchar esto. This does not mean that we can simply deny the bad things of life. No quiere decir que vamos a negar las cosas malas de la vida. I'm not telling you this morning, no les estoy diciendo esta mañana, just think happy thoughts. No más piensen pensamientos bonitos. Conejitos y nubes. Just think of bunnies and clouds and cucumbers and not cucumbers. I'm thinking about tomorrow. No. Okay. I'm not telling you that. No les estoy diciendo eso. Okay? Because this is not what the Bible does. Esto no es lo que hace la Biblia. What I am saying, lo que estoy diciendo es que el verdadero gozo, that real joy, comes after real sorrow. Viene después de dolor verdadero. And there's just no way around that. No hay ni una manera alrededor de eso. I mean, the Bible tells us in the story of Mary and Elizabeth. Maybe you're here. Quizás usted está aquí. And maybe you're young. Quizás usted está joven. And you have so many questions about God. Y tiene tantas preguntas de Dios. Maybe you have all these doubts about God. Quizás tienen dudas de Dios. Quizás no puede entender esto de lo de Dios. Y maybe you can't understand all these things about God and how he can do all these things. Y cómo puede hacer todo eso. Look at Mary. Miren a María. When the good news is announced to her, cuando vienen las nuevas buenas nuevas a ella, She doesn't listen and say, no, no, más escucha, y dice, oh, awesome, great. I understand everything 100%. I'm going to, you got it, God. All right, we got it. Yeah, sí, Dios, okay. Ya no tengo preguntas. No, what does Mary do? ¿Qué es lo que hace María? Dice, how can this be? Dice María, ¿cómo puede ser esto? Si yo no he conocido a un hombre, if I have not known a man, how can this be? And she wrestles with God. This is real questioning, real doubt. Esas son dudas y preguntas verdaderas. Y no, el gozo de María, you cannot get the joy of young Mary without the questions that Mary asked. No podemos anhelar tener ese gozo de María sin tener las preguntas difíciles que preguntó María. We have to be as Christians, como cristianos, necesitamos estar dispuestos a hacer preguntas de nuestra fe, preguntas difíciles, to ask the hard questions about our faith, because that's the way to true joy. Esa es la carretera al gozo verdadero. And maybe you're here, quizás usted aquí, and maybe you're older, quizás usted está, ya tiene más años, y toda su vida, and all of your life, perhaps you have wrestled with God, quizás ha luchado contra Dios, preguntándole sobre su situación, asking him about your situation, saying, God, why is this my situation? ¿Por qué esta es mi situación, Dios? Todos estos años yo te he servido, all of these years I have served you. Why have things not turned out the way that they should? ¿Por qué no han salido las cosas como han salido? God, all these years, todos esos años, look at Elizabeth. Miren a Elizabeth. These are the things that she was going through as well. Esas son las cosas por cuales ella estaba pasando también. La Biblia nos dice que era anciana. The Bible tells us she was elderly. And she could not have children. Y no podía tener hijos. You see, but then the baby inside her womb somehow jumps. El bebito dentro de su vientre brinca. You see, you don't get that sort of joy. No obtiene ese tipo de gozo sin años y años y años de esperar en las promesas de Dios, without years and years and years of waiting on the promises of God. Like Elizabeth was, así como esperaba Elizabeth. All her life, toda su vida, esperando que las promesas de Dios fueran cumplidas, waiting for the promises of God to be complete. You see, you don't get that joy. No podemos agarrar ese gozo. Conseguir eso sin pasar por lo que pasaron ellas, without going through what they went through. So this joy, este gozo, reconoce, it recognizes that life is hard, que la vida es difícil. What do you call someone who, you know, is happy all the time, que, and says, oh no, there's nothing bad in the world? Que ¿cómo le dicen a alguien que está tan contento todo el tiempo? Dice, no, there's nothing bad in the world, no hay nada malo en el mundo. Todo está bien, everything is good, everything is good. Talk in your mind. Maybe you don't have a word for that. You could just say it in your mind. Quizás lo puede tener en su mente. But you see, yeah, but not polite. Thank you, brother. But you see, the Bible is not after happy thoughts. La Biblia no nos enseña cómo tener pensamientos positivos. No nos enseña cómo tener una vida más o menos buena. It doesn't teach us how to have just a good little happy life. You know what the Bible is after? ¿Sabes lo que la Biblia nos enseña? Truth. Verdad. Si algo no es verdad, if something is not true, then how can it be happy or joyful? ¿Cómo puede ser gozoso? The Bible is after truth. And that's what the Bible gives us. Es lo que nos da la Biblia. Es la verdad. Wait, you guys are still awake? Okay, you guys are still with me? Okay, I need to hear you, because if not, I'm going to say, I don't think, I'm just going to repeat it all over again. Lo más voy a repetir hasta que escuchen que si están conmigo, you're with me. Okay, all right. If I don't hear you, I mean, we're going to be here until the Methodists leave church, okay? You see, the reason this Christmas was merry, la razón por qué esta Navidad era feliz, is because they had gone through real sorrow. Porque habían pasado por medio de dolor verdadero. In fact, de hecho, todavía estaban en medio de ese dolor. They were still in the middle of that pain. I mean, think about it. Piensen eso. Good news? Las buenas nuevas? Bread? El pan? It's good news to someone who's hungry. Right? El pan es buena noticia de alguien que está hambre.
And it's not really good news to someone who has it all, right? No es buena nueva a alguien que
tiene un buffet.
The bigger the need, bigger the joy.
Entre más necesidad, más gozo. Now the question is, la pregunta es, ¿cómo podemos creer eso? How can we believe this? See, we look to Jesus.
Vemos a Jesús. Jesus took on our physical limitations to transform them. Jesús se puso nuestras limitaciones físicas para transformarlas. I mean, think about this. God himself, Dios mismo. He could have been anywhere in the world, en cualquier parte del mundo. But he chose to be born at a certain time in a certain place. Él escogió, eligió nacer en un tiempo particular, en un lugar particular. To feel the limitations of walking,
sentir las limitaciones de caminar.
I mean, being in a womb, estar en un vientre. How much more limited can you be? ¿Qué más limitado puede ser en un vientre? But Jesus took those limitations. Jesús tomó esas limitaciones to transform our limitations. Transformar nuestras limitaciones. Not just our physical nature, no más nuestra naturaleza física, but spiritually, espiritualmente, being equal with God, estando al mismo nivel que Dios. Dice la Biblia que se humilló. He humbled himself. He was called a sinner. Lo llamaron pecador. This is God. This is Dios. And he took that for us to transform our spiritual limitations. Tomó eso para transformar nuestras limitaciones espirituales. And not just that, socially, socialmente, nuestras relaciones, in our relationships, being God, estando al mismo nivel con Dios, de una manera social, socialmente, socially, being at the same level of God, he hung out with sinners, se juntó con pecadores, con prostitutas, with prostitutes. He took on all these things to transform us. Tomó todas esas limitaciones para transformarnos a nosotros. How can we believe this? ¿Cómo podemos? We look to Jesus.
Miramos a Jesús y vemos que Él está transformando nuestras relaciones, nuestros cuerpos, nuestro espíritu. He is transforming our bodies, our spirit, our relational life. He's doing all of these things. Now, the question is, how do we live now? ¿Cómo preguntamos ahora? You see, what makes this good news good, what makes Christmas merry, lo que hace estas buenas noticias bueno, lo que hace la Navidad feliz,
is that it will be a reversal. Va a ser una gran inversión, un gran cambio, una gran restauración, a great restoration. And the question is, when that day comes, cuando viene ese día, will we still need a Savior? ¿Vamos a necesitar un Salvador? Or will we say, o diremos, no Dios, no God.
I can meet my own needs.
Yo puedo suplir mis propias necesidades. What's scary, lo que es espantoso, is that we live in a time, vivimos en un tiempo, donde podemos agarrar todas nuestras necesidades. Podemos suplir todas nuestras necesidades. We can supply all of our needs. I mean, if you want a tomato, si quiero un tomate, you just like mix in some chemicals, nomás. Agarranos. It's a tomato. Tomate, right? If you want whatever. If you want groceries, right? Si quiere mandados, you just pick up your phone and there's a little elf called Amazon Prime, and you just say, hey, bring me some groceries to my door. Tráeme mandado a mi puerta. And then you open the door, and the elf leaves before you can see him. But then you open the door, and there's your need, right there. Ahí está su necesidad. And the question is, la pregunta es, ¿vamos a tener necesidades reales? Will we have real needs when the Savior comes? Cuando viene el Salvador. Necesidades físicas, physical needs, spiritual needs, necesidades espirituales, or in social, relational needs, relaciones, necesidades en nuestras relaciones sociales. Do we depend on Him to take care of our bodies? Dependemos de Él
para cuidar de nuestros cuerpos. Dependemos de Él para cuidar de nuestro espíritu. We depend on Him to take care of our spiritual life. Or are we trying to impress God with our good behavior? Estamos tratando de agarrar la atención de Dios para poder merecer su favor, to be able to earn His favor. Do we depend on Him for our relationships? Dependemos sobre Él, en Él, para nuestras relaciones. We can give all these things to God. Podemos dar todo esto, entregárselo todo a Dios. The good news is that
God is meeting all of our needs. Dios está supliendo todas nuestras necesidades en esas tres áreas, at least in these three areas. And this is what makes the good news so good. Esto es lo que hace las buenas noticias tan buenas.
So what do we do now? ¿Qué es lo que hacemos ahora?
And we say, well, God's doing all this. Well, what do I do? ¿Qué es lo que voy a hacer yo? Si Dios va a hacer todo eso, God is doing all these things.
What is it that I'm supposed to do?
And I think the thing that the Bible tells us to do is to wait.
Lo que nos dice la Biblia es esperar en Dios.
But how we wait matters. Cómo esperamos es importante.
Me encanta la imagen aquí.
I love the image here. Because it shows us how to wait like pregnant mothers. Nos enseña cómo esperar como madres embarazadas. Maybe you're a mother who has been pregnant. Think about that time. Piensen en ese tiempo. Maybe you're a father who
has never been pregnant. Quizás es un padre que nunca ha sido. But think about your wife. Piensen en su esposa.
Or just look at this passage.
Nomás miren este pasaje.
During this time, we wait like pregnant mothers.
Esperamos a Dios como madres embarazadas. Me encanta la imagen aquí. El bebito brincando, the baby moving, and the joy, el gozo que viene. Esta imagen es bien apropiada. It's very appropriate
because it tells us that God is doing something in us. Nos dice que Dios está haciendo algo en nosotros, even though we cannot see it, aún si no lo podemos ver. It tells us that God is working in the world. Dios está trabajando en el mundo, aún sin poder ver lo que Dios está haciendo. Even though we cannot see what God is doing, we wait like pregnant mothers.
Esperamos como madres embarazadas. What else do we do? ¿Qué es lo que hacemos?
We take care of our bodies, ¿verdad? Cuidamos de nuestros cuerpos en estos momentos, in these times.
A pregnant mom, una mamá embarazada, no puede hacer cualquier cosa. She just can't do anything.
But she takes care of her body, right? Not only that, no más eso. You take care of the environment, el ambiente, right? You don't want that baby to get sick. No quiere que ese bebé se enferme. You want everything to be right for when that baby comes. Usted quiere que ese bebé
todo esté bien cuando viene ese bebé.
What else? There are things that you stop doing. Hay cosas que usted ya no hace, that you stop doing because you're pregnant, porque está embarazada.
What else? ¿Qué más? You guys, maybe I'm missing one thing. Tell me. Come on.
What else do you stop doing? ¿Qué más es lo que? I mean, I've never been pregnant. You guys got to help me out, okay? The point of all of this, el punto de todo eso, is that being pregnant, yes, you're waiting, sí, está esperando, but it's hard work. Es trabajo difícil. Y como cristianos, and as Christians, this is how we wait. Así es como esperamos. El reino venidero de Dios. This is how we wait for the coming kingdom of God. There are things we stop doing. Hay cosas que ya no hacemos. There are things we start doing. Hay cosas que empezamos a hacer. Cuidamos de nuestros cuerpos. We take care of our bodies. We take care of our environment. Cuidamos de nuestro ambiente. Este es el testigo que nosotros como cristianos damos al mundo. This is the witness that we as Christians give to the world. We say there is a coming king. Viene un rey. And we have to wait and work. Necesitamos esperar y trabajar a la misma vez, y así lo hacemos. And this is how we do it. Porque viene un rey, un salvador. Because there is a king who is coming, there is a savior who is coming. And the question is, y la pregunta es, will we need that savior when he gets here? Vamos a necesitar ese salvador cuando viene. The joy of the good news.
El gozo de las buenas nuevas viene a aquellos que están esperando a ese Salvador. Comes to those who are waiting and needing a Savior. Let's pray together. Vamos a orar. God, thank you so much. Gracias te damos, Señor. Por tu Hijo Cristo, for your Son Jesus Christ, and for the good news that we have heard through Him. Gracias por las buenas nuevas que hemos escuchado por medio de tu Hijo Cristo. Transforma nuestras vidas, Señor. Ayuda, Señor. Ayúdanos que ese mensaje nos transforme, Lord. Help us to receive that and be changed by that, Father. Lord, we thank you. Te damos gracias. And in this moment, y en este momento, también queremos regresar lo que nos has dado a nosotros. So we want to give back during this time what you have given to us through our tithes and offerings, por medio de nuestras ofrendas. As we sing, mientras cantamos, levantamos nuestra voz, we lift our voice, that you have given to us, que tú nos has dado. Con los pulmones que nos has dado, with the lungs that you have given us, Lord, we want to respond. Queremos responder en este tiempo a ti. So we thank you. Te damos gracias en esta mañana, this morning. We pray this, oramos esto en nombre de Cristo Jesús. In Jesus' name, amen.